session with President Hogan was to discuss the security issue on the Urbana campus, and we've been entrusted with the people's economic resources, and we want to be good stewards of that. We've been entrusted with the future of the great flagship university, and we want to be thoughtful of that. But most importantly, we've been entrusted with the lives of young people, and we want to be extremely thoughtful about how we approach that. And that was the first order of business today, and it'll continue to resonate throughout the day. And we appreciate your leadership on this, Bob. And I just want to acknowledge that before you step off. With that said, Ed, maybe I turn the meeting over to you.
Very good. Okay? If I could ask the three chancellor, interim chancellors, chancellor representatives to move over, I think, to that table over there, and I'll invite our three panelists to come forward, and I'll introduce each of them during that process. And first of all, at this time, I'd like to introduce the panel for a presentation. Oh, we're not here yet.
Oh, wait.
Okay. We're going to regroup, and I will begin with our committee report, and then we'll come back to the panel. So, chancellors, I apologize for moving you over too early, but that's fine. Just stay there and relax. First of all, the Audit, Budget, Finance, Facilities Committee met on November 8th, a combination video conference presentation with Trustee Stoble and myself in Urbana, Trustees Montgomery and Oliver in Chicago, Trustee Olivier in Springfield, and President Hogan also attending the meeting. Minutes were approved. We had presentations in several areas. Won't get into detail into all of them other than Vice President Knoll will make some comments after I make the introduction of it. Investment advisors Venus Knupp were present and talking about the endowment pool asset allocations for the university. Booth Hansen Consultants presented the UIC master plan presentation. Dr. Habernacker presented the MAPP participation in professional and artistic services. Vice President Knoll made a presentation about tuition and affordability, which almost is a regular event at our committee. University Auditor Julie Zomaitis made a presentation of the audit report and the proposed adjustments to the audit charter, which we will vote on later on today. Dr. Habernacker also made a report on two purchase recommendations. Mike Bass reported on the selection of a broadband fiber optic infrastructure project and also an energy conservation project and the financing of it for the VetMed complex. Another report on intergovernmental agreement for the Medicard reimbursement between the university and the state of Illinois, Department of Healthcare and Family Services, specifically for specialized care for children. We also reviewed and recommended to put forward to the board six items in the book. Item 10 on the audit charter. Item 12, which is the energy conservation project for the VetMed complex. Item 13, for the employment of the architects and engineers for the broadband fiber optic project. Item 14, the master campus plan for UIC. Item 14A, which is the intergovernmental agreement for the Illinois Department of Health and Family Services. And item 15, the purchase recommendations. There was also a comment by Mike Bass relative to the negotiations on the developer agreement for the research park in Champaign-Urbana, and also the impact of Senate Bill 51 on procurement. Now, my question is, shall we stop on the committee report at this point? We have our distinguished guests with us, and I think I'll move into the introduction of those, and then Walt will come back and make presentations afterwards. As I was saying before, it's a special pleasure and opportunity for these gentlemen to be here and to talk to us about the issue of art in public buildings. In as much as the discussion of university facilities are within the purview of the board committee, and also that Chairman Kennedy has asked that we spend some time talking about that, I'd like to introduce the guests and invite each of them to share some thoughts about their experiences. The state statute that mandates that a portion of construction budgets be included for art for state-financed buildings that are accessible to the public was actually signed August 13th of 1977 under the then Governor Thompson's administration. This applies to projects administered by the capital development budget, including those things at the University of Illinois. Since 1977, the implementation of this art has resulted in the acquisition of over 600 works of art for display in public buildings in Illinois, including paintings, sculptures, murals, etc. Many of these works have been done by Illinois artists, and the Thompson Center in particular, I believe, has over 150 works of art that are in place. Our panel is composed of individuals who have aided the state and the city of Chicago, in particular, in implementing the laws and providing for art for public buildings, and we hope to hear from them today about their experiences in making art available in such buildings and hopefully to learn from those experiences for the university as we go forward. Let me first of all introduce each of them and tell you a little bit about their background, and then we'll turn it over to them to make their comments. First of all, it's a pleasure to introduce Jack Gutman, an attorney in Chicago, a former chairman of the Chicago Zoning Board of Appeals, trustee of the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago, and an active member of many civic organizations in Chicago. He's been credited with shaping several Chicago communities and the city skyline, which we enjoyed last night as we had dinner. He's recognized for his work with developers on such projects as City Front Center, the Quaker Tower, the Ogilvy Transportation Center, One Financial Place, Millennium Park, and the Serpis Institute, just to name a few. Along with his wife, Sandra, they're art collectors, but they're also known for their advocacy for all the arts. Mr. Gutman seems an ideal person for the university to look to for guidance and advice in matters related to art and artworks, including art for public buildings and facilities. We're grateful to you for joining us today and for sharing your experience and the very important experience that we have at the university and to see you. So join me in welcoming Jack Gutman. I'll introduce everybody and then we'll give you an opportunity to just kick it off. Secondly, we're pleased to have Rajoy, who is with us today and to join this discussion. Mr. Joy is Executive Director of the Illinois Arts Alliance, an organization that promotes the value of arts and art education and currently serves more than 10,000 individuals across the state through those organizations. Mr. Joy is an artist and an advocate for the arts with extensive experience in public policy at state and federal levels. Former senior staff member of U.S. Representative Jan Schakowsky. Mr. Joy also serves as chair of the Evanston Ethnic Arts Festival and is a former fellow of the leadership of Greater Chicago. Mr. Joy, again, thank you for being here today. Thirdly, it's a pleasure to introduce Louis Manilow. Mr. Manilow is an esteemed supporter and advocate of the arts, also an attorney and a real estate developer. Mr. Manilow is one of the founders of the Museum of Contemporary Art in Chicago and a longtime supporter and honorary president of the Goodman Theater of Chicago. He's also a lifetime trustee of the Art Institute of Chicago, a member of the Exec Committee of Chicago Community Trust. In addition, Mr. Manilow serves as a member of the Visiting Committee of the Harris School of Public Policy at the University of Chicago and as a board member of several national organizations devoted to public policy issues. In 2000, Mr. Mantlo was awarded the National Medal of Arts, and with his father, Nathan Mantlo, developed the town of University Park, where Governor State University is located today. It's on the campus of Governor State that the acclaimed Nathan Mantlo Sculpture Garden, a tribute to Mr. Mantlo's father, is located. Mr. Mantlo, thank you also for being at the meeting today and for sharing your thoughts. We appreciate you being here. Mr. Guckman, we will turn it over to you to begin the comments.
Well, thank you very much, Chairman Kennedy, members of the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois. You flatter me by your invitation. You flatter me by allowing me to speak with these two distinguished gentlemen, and you certainly flatter me in the introduction. I'm going to take the advice I often give my political friends. I will not inhale. Obviously, I'm here in support of what you're proposing to do, but I suffer from being a lawyer, so I did take a look at the statute, the Illinois statute, and the City of Chicago ordinance, those are already in place. And of course, as was mentioned, you are governed by the state of Illinois statute, except when the funds for new buildings come out of